waver and don't waver. Praise God. I mean, you can believe something and waver right after. And do right away when you believe it. That's why everybody don't do it, praise God. But we got to train ourselves. We got to train ourselves to believe and don't waver. Because I believe that there is a lot of God's people today, they're like roller coasters. One day they're not scared of COVID, the next day they are. I'm not scared of COVID. I'm not scared of the flu, monkey, zoo, Zion, whatever it is, praise God. It attacked me, and I might have had it. I don't know. I got tested and never got the results. They lost them. Good. I don't want the report. If I had it, that's the best it had. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Praise God. Every time something tries to attack me, I'll attack it right back. I believe I'm healed.
Amen.
I believe I'm healed. Do you believe you're healed?
Right, dude.
Praise God, hallelujah. Well, then you don't say, yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. And get on the ball. Oh, no, I got COVID and I'm tore up. My left foot's aching. I thought you believed you was healed. Well, you believe what you say, what you're believing. Well, it's a reality. No, the reality is, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. That's the reality. That's the only reality that I need. In the time when sickness is coming against my body, coming against the church, I don't need you to go around saying, God, everybody in the church is getting COVID and just going to hell in a handbag. Come on, you got to keep your mouth off of that stuff. That's one of the big things that kills your believing is your wrong confession. You're saying what it feels like. You're saying what it looks like. You got to believe and don't waver. Give me that 1 Corinthians 4:13, I believe it is. I want to show you what Paul says here. That's not it.
What was
his name? 1 Corinthians, you got 4:13, but that's not it. So. I wrote it down wrong. Anyway, just forget that. What Paul said, he said, we had in the same spirit of faith. He said, therefore we have believed and therefore we speak.
2 Corinthians.
Is it 2 Corinthians?
4:13.
Give me that, man. I wanted y'all to see it. 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said, we have the same spirit of faith that Jesus had. We have in the same spirit of faith. See, now you've got to believe what he said is true. That you have the faith of God.
Glory to God.
That I have the faith of God. Because when I believe that I have the faith of God, that puts me over into an arena of thinking in my heart and mind that nothing is impossible.
Right.
Because I have the faith of God. He said, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore, and speak. See, if you believe you're blessed, why would you speak cursed?
Right.
If you believe you are healed, why would you give in to the way you feel?
Right.
Why would you start saying how you feel if you believe that you are healed or prosperous? You've got to make sure that you train that tongue.
Right.
God's not going to slap his hand over your mouth and keep you from speaking contrary to the word. I've heard people praying, oh God, put a guard over my mouth, God. Put a guard. I told one guy, I said, he already did. I said, you control your language now.
Right.
I said, God's not going to dictate. I heard one guy say, God, every time I go to speak down or something, the Lord glued my tongue to the roof of my mouth. I thought, I don't want mine there. But see, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, they really mean they would love to change, but that's not going to change them. What's going to change them is when they, when they're challenged, with whatever their challenge, make a conscious choice to train our mouth to speak what we believe in our heart. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, we have in the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith. How many knows concerning the things of God, there has to be a firm stand in faith for the things of God? I'm talking about the kingdom of God. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about the way you feel. I'm talking about, you know, you're a king and a priest. I'm talking about your whole life. I'm not just talking about just money. There has to be a firm stand on what you believe is the will of God. Amen. Or the things of God concerning the kingdom of God. I'm learning this. I'm learning now more than ever that it worked. Amen. What I've been doing for years, it started working. I did it year after year after year, some things, and it seemed like it took it years to start working. But I just kept doing it and kept doing it and kept on and kept on. I confessed my house for over 10 years. And I mean, that sucker just wasn't going year after year after year after year. But you see, it wasn't based on. That wasn't based on why I was believing. I believed it because God said in his word that he would give me houses that I didn't build. And he and I knew that God was going to give me a house. It wasn't based on what I knew in the natural. It was based on what God had spoke to me through my meditation time with him out of the word of God. And because of that revelation of that house, my house was going to come, I mean, the gates of hell couldn't stop me. I mean, I'm the only one, I mean, I wore Teresa out. I rode every back road, but you know what? I was like, there was houses for sale everywhere, but they were way away from church and way away from where central to garage door, so I wouldn't even look that way. I knew the will of God was for me to be in Bluntsville. I knew the will of God was for me to be central in garage doors. The Lord told me to stay north. My brother told me, let's go south. I said, I don't want to go south. I want to go north. I don't like north. I said, I don't like south. So we come central to everything, every county, all around us. And you know what? The Lord has sent me north for years. I do some work south, but primarily everything's north. I felt like God wanted us to go north. And you know what? Now, there's been times when it didn't feel like I'm still in the will of God, but God hadn't spoke nothing else. So I didn't start saying out of my mouth, this business is going under, it's just going under. I had doubts and all that, and I did say something one time, and Teresa said, what did God say? That ended that. That ended the thoughts for me, or the saying. He ain't told me nothing but God. Well, now what do? You stand up, you fight and confess, and they take a firm stand. I've took a firm stand, but God, that I'm going to walk in divine health, and I'm on it every day. I spoke to my liver, lungs, and all my pancreas and everything yesterday. I spoke to my heart yesterday. I spoke to my blood and everything yesterday while I was working. I said, thank you, Lord, I'm the healed of God, Lord. I received it. I received it when I got born again, and I found out about it. Now I'm laying hold of it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, my body's healed. I've had challenges. And when I feel weak, I don't say, I'm just weak. I don't know why I'm weak. COVID made me weak. I don't know if COVID or not. I don't know if I've had it or not. Everybody said to have, but I can't prove it. Don't try to get tested, and I don't never get the test. That results. I didn't want it anyhow. I don't want to be in a number on TV. I believed all the time that COVID couldn't prosper against the church. I believed all the time when some of y'all got COVID that it wasn't going to be able to put you in the hospital and ventilators and kill you. I believed it all the way and still believe it today that we can put it under our feet. We can come to the place to where none of that stuff can even come nigh us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, but there's got to be power coming out of me and you. That power, there's enough power of God on this planet right now to raise everybody out of the grave that's ever died. Hallelujah. At our advantage. We got to take a, how many knows that concerning the things of God, I mean, y'all listening all over the world, where you're, China, Japan, I don't know, wherever, they log in all over the world. Italy, you know, I mean, and now we're on YouTube, and now we're on Facebook, and all of that stuff, and people are logging in. They're not going to the house of God, but listening to preaching on TV. I'm not against preaching on TV. I'm in your face right now. But you've got to engage in the following Jesus. Going to church is following Jesus. Part of serving him, because you're going and you're serving others with your commitment to the house of God. Now you're walking in a place of more power with God.
Amen.
So you need to be going to, everybody needs to be going to church.
Amen.
So much more as we see the day approaching. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner as some are. And he says, there's so much more as you see the day approaching. What day? The coming of Jesus. It says to encourage. Just don't say encourage. Provoke one another to good works. It says provoke you to go to church. Provoke you to be faithful in church. Provoke you to go to church. Provoke you to go to be faithful in church. Provoke you to go to church. Some of y'all gonna be challenged to get out of church. Sickness hit your house, blah blah blah. Things happen, all that stuff, whatever the case might be. You're going to be challenged. Satan wouldn't be on his game if you wasn't. He wants you separated. He wants you unplugged. He wants you unfaithful. He wants you unproductive in the kingdom of God so he can render you powerless, handicapped. He can steal your faith, steal your joy, steal your happiness, steal everything that Jesus died for you for. I'm here this morning fighting the good fight of faith, doing the ministry. It's not always welcoming to me to be a pastor. It's not always welcoming to me when things happen in the church and I have to work and run down and all that stuff. But it's not about whether it's just welcoming to me. It's what the will of the Lord is for me, and I'm going to fight to do the will of God. Hallelujah. What that is, that's taking a stand. That's concerning the things of God. There has to be a firm stand for the things of God. And then on the other hand, there has to be a firm stand against the things that is contrary to the kingdom of God. I have personally took a firm stand against divorce. I'm against you getting a divorce.
Amen.
I'm against anybody getting a divorce.
Yeah.
I'm against anybody in the kingdom of God getting a divorce.
Right.
And I have took a firm stand on that in my personal life and in the church, the way I minister.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying don't get a divorce. That's up to you. I'm against it.
Right.
I'd rather see you fight. Get the anointing oil with the devil, work it out, you know, repent, get in there, save your family, don't let it be torn apart. I would rather fight and know that I fought for that and ministered that and spared many, many homes and lives and families and kids and grandkids. Well, I took a firm stand on it. I've took a firm stand on prosperity in my life. I don't go after money. I don't love money. And I burn it to prove it to the devil. I don't need to prove it to nobody else. God knows. God really knows if I love it or not. But I have took a firm stand based on the word of God that Jesus took on himself poverty that I might be made rich. And I'm not going back off of that as long as that Bible don't change. And I don't believe it will. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. I have took a firm stand on anger in my own personal life. I have no excuse to be angry. I have no excuse to allow the dictates of this flesh to cause me to be upset all the time with somebody. They used to tell me, well, it's because you're Indian. You've got a lot of Indian in you, and you've got a lot of Irish in you. You know, and I'm like, well, according to the Bible, I got a new nature. I'm a new creation. Well, I can think the whole way, and I can be a mad Christian all the time. And I can cuss people out all the time. And I can make bad choices all the time. And I can be short with people all the time and be a Christian. I believe I can, but I'm not going to be one like God wants me to be. And I'm not going to have the power over the devil to praise God. And so I made a firm stand that I can be angry, but don't sin. I can be angry, but don't let nobody know.
Amen.
Don't let the sun go down on that anger. See, if I believe that I've been set free from anger, then I don't. If I'm angry all the time, I'm not saying that, you know, that we don't get angry every now and then. I'm not saying that. But if something's pushing my button and I'm angry every day, to where it starts eating me up every day, and I've got to talk about what's making me angry, and now I'm getting in trouble now. Well, I can blame it on Indian and Irish and mom and dad if I want to. I'm 50. I know how old I am, Tracy. She's going. Trying to get myself 5 years. No. I took a firm stand on that and told the Lord. I said, Lord, you said to be angry and sin not. God, I've been angry all of my life up till I got born again, Lord. I got joy now, Lord, but I don't want to be angry anymore, Lord. I want to be like my pastor. I've never seen Brad mad. Now, I'm not saying he don't get mad. I don't know. But the way he come across to me, laid back, just meek and lowly and, you know, just humble and, you know, and powerful. That's the way I saw my pastor. And so I told the Lord, I said, Lord, give me that anointing. And it was talking about the preaching anointing, but I meant more than that. Lord, let me have that anointing that's on my pastor. I want to be laid back, easy going. And I am. I believe I'm about one of the easiest going people you'll ever deal with. Now, I can be firm. I can take a stand. And I will if I need to, you know. Against the devil, he would love to see me gone.
Right.
That sucker don't want me to wake up in the morning. I get up talking to God. I get up talking to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that you've made, Lord, and I'll rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord that's on my life and my family and the kingdom and is falling on us at church and blah, blah, blah. I get up talking to the Lord. Satan's like, oh, I was just shot. You're going to hell, Satan. He ain't in hell. He's going to hell. He's going to hell. I remind you pretty often. You're going to hell. You're not going to win. Yep. Have you read Revelation lately, Satan?
Man.
You idiot. I know you come to wear out the saints. But there's a place of rest for the saints. It's in that faith, in that place of faith in God. Hallelujah. So you got to tell the devil, I'm not scared to die, but I'm scared to die. Well, get in there and get that word. Get the word on it. Oh, death, where's your victory? He took the sting of death. Jesus did. Hallelujah. We don't die. To be at, and you know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, when I go, Lord, I'm not going in an accident and all this garbage that the world's fear, in fear of, and fear of having a wreck and dying, and the pain you're going to go through to get out of here. No, Lord, I'm going to go, and I'm just going to get ready to go, and I'm just going to give up the ghost. I fixed my mind on that. Some people, I can't stand the thought of being in that box down in the ground. That's going to be smothering. You're not going to be there.
Right.
Why do you meditate on that? You're going to be with Jesus.
Glory
come on, you can't think. That's the way the world thinks. The Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. See, you've got to take a firm stand against fear of dying. You've got to take a firm stand against fear of weather, nature, animals. Some people say there's a healthy fear. I don't believe that. Reverence is not fear. So Travis one time, he wrecked his motorcycle, you know, and dislocated his hip and all that stuff, you know. And I knew he was a little, maybe made him a little nervous. You know, getting back on the bike. Maybe afraid, maybe scared because of that wreck. So I'd tell him, I'd say, well, you know, just got to respect that motorcycle. I didn't say fear.
Right.
You got to respect it. There's a difference between fear and respect.
Man.
I respect the German Shepherd will chew your leg off. But I'm not going to be scared of that German Shepherd.
Right.
Afraid. I have dominion over that animal. See, we got to keep it in. We can't let fear rule it all. I can't go out here and you know, in fear that COVID's hanging on every doorknob I touch, and it's on everything that I touch, and everything that I've been. God, man, I'm driving myself nuts with that. But I do go out telling the Lord, God, I thank you, Lord, that I have the angels that are watching over me, God. There's a shield of faith about me, Lord. Even if it's flying around all in the air, Lord, you're protecting me. Your anointing is destroying those yokes. I do that not out of arrogance. I do that to keep my faith in there so that I don't get in fear over this garbage like the world is. The world is afraid. They're not really afraid of COVID. They're afraid of what it'll do to them.
Yeah.
They sit in the magic through the news and ventilators and don't come off. And I'm not knocking that things don't happen. I'm not saying that. But that's not what I do. I'm here to stand and take a stand against it. And I cannot stand against it if I fear it. I'm going to run from it. There has to be a firm stand against things that are contrary to the things of God. Give me that James, Travis. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. There is one way that I enjoy temptations. The only way that I've learned how to have joy in it, like Paul said, is to know that God is working something in my life. Not that he's putting that trial on me, but he's going to bring glory out of it somehow. He's going to bring his glory into it. Go ahead, Travis. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works endurance. See, the trying of our faith works endurance. If there's no endurance in your life, that trial will wear you out in 3 hours. It'll wear you out in a week. It'll wear you out in 2 weeks. It'll get you out of faith in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't have any endurance, you're not going to endure a long trial.
Right.
And come out very good. You know, my mom, that she, you know, bedridden her for several years. And I took, you know, I asked my pastor one time, I said, when? I said, I'm just wondering because I'm supposed to be laying hands on the sick and all that, you know. I said, when do I let them go? When do I stop? He said, when they're dead. I said, well, thank God that answered that. And so I got in there in the Bible, you know, and I begin to realize that sickness and disease is not supposed to be taking people out of here.
Right.
I realized, praise God, that people allow things and they give up and they quit fighting, you know, a lot of different reasons.
Right.
But I'm going to stick with the Bible. I got to stick with the Bible so that I believe right,
yeah.
I think right, I'm moving forward right so that I get the right God results in my life and in whoever I pray for. And so anyways, I go down there and I talk to Mom and I sat down and I said, Mom, I said, you ready to go home and be with the Lord? Or you want to stay? And I told her the scripture where Paul said in there, he said he was torn between the two.
Right.
He'd like to go on and benefit him to go on, but it would benefit the church if he stayed here.
Right.
And so he made a choice to stay here. And I seen that. And so I told Mom, I said, Mom, I said, you know, we're promised 120 years in the Bible. I said, so we're premature leaving here if we don't live to be 120.
Right.
I said, so that's God's will, that we live 120. I said, now, do you want to stay here or you want to go? I said, because I'm not going to let loose of God's word over you. I'm going to stand with you and believe for you to be healed and, you know, and all that. Praise God, but if you're ready to go, I'm all, you know, you let me know. I think I'm going to stay a while longer. And I said, okay. I said, all right. It wasn't too long. She slipped into a coma. And y'all know the story. I done told you the story. But anyhow, the nurses before that and one of my sisters had been talking. I don't know what they're talking about. They'd come to the conclusion that I was keeping my mama here by my faith. And they was right. Me and my mama had an agreement, and God agreed with us, and the Holy Ghost agreed with us. The Word bore witness with us, you know. And so they had come to the determination my sister wasn't going to do it, so she put the nurses up. I guess when they decided the nurses brave enough, so they wanted to talk to me. So I go over there, and they're talking, you know, hey, your mother's blah, 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 you know. And got congested, enlarged heart and congestive heart failure and all kind of stuff, you know. And I said, Mr. Weston, there just comes a time when you got to let them go. And so I looked at them and I said, well, I'll tell you what y'all do. Y'all get in there and do your job and I'll do mine.
That's exactly right.
You get in there and get right my mama, honey. Give her a bath, check her, whatever you're supposed to be doing, and y'all go do that, and I'll take care of that part. Let God know I walked out of there. They're not going to persuade me. See, Satan will come, and if you ain't got some endurance, your patience would have quit with a nurse.
Right.
Well, maybe they're right. You know, maybe, I mean, poor mom, you know, she's suffering, and everybody's having to watch her suffer, and, you know, well, maybe not. You got to have some endurance. You believe what you believe to be the will of God and don't stop till you get the results you desire. And you don't bend on the way. If they had to give up, they wouldn't be in our house today. God supernaturally worked it out for them.
Hallelujah.
Everything fell through at their house.
Yep.
They had opportunity to get discouraged and had to gear up and block in and take a stand, and there it happened. I seen Travis went through the same thing. Denied him. Done sold him. He was homeless. He had done sold his house, and then the deal fell through on the trailer that I didn't want him to get to start with. Big ugly thing. Then they got nearly a brand new one in the end. Lot nicer trailer than the one he was going to settle with. You know, I seen him kind of giving in a little bit to the thing, and then I seen him rise up. I've seen him rise up and get ready for the long haul. He ended up with his house. They've been in it a couple, 3 years now. See, if you ain't got some endurance, your faith quits when you give up.
Yeah.
When you give up, right then, faith goes boom. It just can't get healing no more. Can't get your finances bad anymore. Can't find any joy anymore. Can't find any reason other than just to go to work, and life's just miserable. It's not miserable to those that are in faith now. I'm just telling you. I'm already ready to hook the disc and get the garden going. It ain't even February. You know, I'm done getting excited, man, about maters and stuff, see? I mean, when you're all oppressed and all that, you don't want no mater. No, man, you got to know. Listen, you got to have some endurance. Go ahead, Travis, you can give me the rest of it now. But let patience, let endurance work. Yeah. What does that mean, let endurance work? That means keep on. Yeah. That means, my God, if you believe you're healed, and I don't care what your body says and everybody around you in the CDC or any of them, You let it be your meditation. You let it be your speaking. You let it be your confession. You let it be the last thing first thing you go to, I'm healed. Last thing you say, even if you die, I'm healed. It says, let it have its perfect work, that you may be perfect. That means mature and entire. Wanting nothing. You won't want your healing, you're healed. You won't be saying, God, I'm going to have my finances to get there, Lord. No, they'll be there. Your marriage will get straightened out. Your kids will make it. I remember I went to the Lord. I said, oh, Jesus, I don't know if I'm going to have the money to send Travis to college tonight. He said, I do. That's what he told me. He said, I got it. In other words, he was saying, don't sweat it like that now.
Right.
He's only 5. College is a long ways. Well, Satan tried to get me to worry down there at 5.
Right.
I had to make sure to take care of him. Man, when he was born, I went in there, I sealed his bedroom up so tight it was molding in there. I got to make sure he didn't get cold. I had to go loosen it up, couldn't get no air in there. I mean, I had that baby tight, man. See, that was fear. I about killed him with fear, got out some oxygen in there. But see, we got to let it work. Go ahead. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, upright of God, and it shall be given him. Go ahead. But let him ask how?
In faith.
Now that ain't like God, if you can, right. Can you give me your wisdom? Lord, you know I need your wisdom around here. I'm dumb as dirt. That's not faith. You go in there and you say, God, you said ask for your wisdom, and if you've ever done it, I have. And I don't go around, God, I'll do it this time again. No, I got it. He said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. And he that wavers like a wave of the sea driven to the wind, tossed and tossed. But when you go in faith, you go in and you say, God, I didn't know I could have your wisdom. But Lord, right now I receive your wisdom. I ask you to give it to me. And I believe that I receive it right now by your Holy Spirit on the inside of me, God. And I will have thinking like you do in situations that comes my way. And God, I just receive it right now. He said, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Go ahead. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Go ahead. For a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I'm not going to be a double-minded.
Right.
No, sir. Because I'm unstable in my finances.
Right.
I'm unstable in the ministry.
Yep.
Right. I'm unstable in my marriage. I'm unstable with my kids. I'm unstable with my grandkids. I didn't write it. I read that one time, and I was like a roller coaster Christian. You know, one day I'm good. I make it all day without getting mad, without cussing. Then the next day somebody pulls out in front of me in that big truck. I sit down on the horn and pull out the stick. you know, like I used to, you know, come in and get mad at Teresa and beat the porch down, you know. I did that. It took a year to save that lumber, and I beat it down in 30 minutes, you know, and all of that. But I was a roller coaster, and I'm reading one day, and I read that. And the Lord said, you're double-minded. He said, you're unstable. He said, you can't receive anything from me being double-minded. One day you believe, oh, yes, Jesus is going to meet all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Go to the mailbox. There's an extra bill that you didn't know nothing about, $85.90. And your confession just changed. Wow, look at that. One thing, it's another. I was just believing God that I was going to have all my needs met. Then the devil throws something else out there. That's unstable. That's double-minded. You get that one out and you say, glory to God, another opportunity for God to show himself good to me.
Right.
Hallelujah. You can train yourself that way. And actually, you must train yourself that way.
Right.
Because I didn't say it. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 7 says, let not that man that wavers think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. That man that wavers can lose his health, can lose his finances, can lose his marriage. I've wanted a divorce more than once. Some of y'all afraid to say it. But I refused to bow. I made a commitment with God to Jesus and the Lord that if he hates divorce, I hate it. I don't care how bad it gets in my house. I am not going to waver in what I settled in my heart 20-something years ago. 25, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So if she ever got a divorce, which she won't, she will have to get it. And I'm not paying for none of it. I don't believe in paying for a divorce. On my part. What about all y'all's assets and stuff? I'll give her it all. I believe for what I got, and he brought it. Think you can't do it again? We sang the song, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. May not know how. Well, why can't you sing that when you got nothing? You can sing it in church. He'll do it again. You don't really believe it. You sing it in church, but you don't believe it. Well, I'm treating the daughter right. I'm styled something today, but boy, she won't take it on. She went. No, I give it to her. You can't steal from the giver. You can't take from the giver. You steal $5 out of my wallet, I gave it to you. You know, I just sowed seed. Thank you for blessing me.
Amen.
You want to do it again? They stole the guitars. I told Satan, won't you send them? Why don't they get something else while they're here? Man, we got $3,000 for them guitars. Them guitars wasn't worth it, about $500. I went to Satan. I said, oh, you messed with the wrong church again, man. When are you going to learn, son? You stole from the wrong bunch. You should have went and took from that other church over there that thinks we're loonies over here with this faith stuff. You're going to pay sevenfold. I done found it in the Bible. You're going to pay sevenfold. I brought this church. We're going to make him pay. He's going to pay us seven times. I said it here. Somebody was listening to the sermon over in wherever they live and sent us $3,000. I'm like, oh man, I should have made him pay more than seven times. When I'm not bragging on that, but I found it out. I believe that. And I believe if he steals something from me and I demand him to pay me seven, and you ought to feel the same way. Said if the enemy's called, he has to pay seven times. See, you're already the healed of God.
Yeah.
But my body feels weak. Well, stop saying that. Get up in the morning, take your vitamins. The Word of God, the Gospel. Take your pill. Say it out of your mouth. I mean, don't get it and say, oh, I got a half a cup and a pot and a half of caffeine before I can even get kicking. Don't say that.
Amen.
Got to have a pot and a half of caffeine before you can get kicking? That's not a good confession. It's not in the Bible. The Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. If coffee can make you strong, how much more the Holy Ghost? How much more the power of the Word of God? That's a natural thing. I'm not getting coffee. I drank it. You know, I thought the caffeine is just don't affect me, or I drank a whole pot. But that stuff gives me a downer, man. I mean, it's like a downer. I mean, I'll drink an all every now and then. I'll go to sleep. This stuff works backwards on me from what people say. I don't know, man. I'm anointed. You're anointed. Got hooked on standbacks one time for headaches. You ever been hooked on standbacks? I fell in love with standbacks. This is the next best thing to Teresa. You ain't thinking about it in the morning. Got hurt, get a store and get a standback. Stand back in the morning. Stand back in the afternoon. Stand back at lunchtime. And then get the house. I got a box in there. Get one needed. You know? Got addicted to them. Somebody said, well, are you addicted to standbacks? Are you crazy? I ain't addicted to standbacks. Then I went and I'm trying to get off a standback. All I'm thinking about is standback. I'm trying to watch a movie and I'm a standback. Standback. And I'm thinking, man, I need to go to the store, man, where this is quit torturing me. Standback. You know what I did? I broke them. I broke standback. I thought, man, I done created an addiction to standbacks. You know? And before you know it, pray God, I was off the stand back. I might get one every now and then now. Every now. I might have had a stand back in maybe one or two last year. That's all.
Lord God.
I thought, but God, I'm believing I'm healed. Right. And ain't nothing wrong with stand back. Don't think I'm on stand back either.
Right.
You know. But you know what, praise God? I mean, I still had a headache taking the stand back. Right. I just got... I mean, why not just believe faith, lean in faith, have the headache, and don't take the stand back?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I'm talking about taking a stand. We got to take a stand. Give me that other scripture, man. I got to hurry up. Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible.
Yeah.
It's possible to get your healing at 95 years old. Be strong to 120. It's possible to be blessed beyond measure financially where you can buy somebody a car and a house.
Yes.
It's possible, praise God, that the ministry that God wants you. Well, I don't know what my ministry is. Well, just grow, baby. God will show you.
Yep.
You just keep growing. Get in there. Get your faith going where all things are possible at home and your marriage. Finances, hallelujah. See, work hard, but believe God that the blessing is on your life, is on your workplace, is on you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I've never put my trust in my job.
That's right.
I mean, my job has let me down. The banks have let me down. People have let me down. But I'm going to tell you something. This kingdom cannot be shaken, and it has never failed me when I trusted in it. The kingdom is sure. Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Give me the bar. And then I'm going to close. 11, I'm sorry. Jesus answered said to them, have faith in God. One translation says, have the faith of God, which we got. Paul said we have the same spirit of faith. Go ahead, man. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever mountain, whatever thing you're facing, that's what he's talking about. Be thou removed and be thou kept. Don't that sound like to me, to you, that we need to take a stand against it?
Amen.
A firm stand. He said, be thou removed and be thou cast in and shall not doubt. There ain't no room. We got to work this thing out to where when we ask him and we speak to it, it can rise up and it say, I ain't going. You say, shut up, idiot. You done left. I've learned that whatsoever things you deserve when you pray, believe that you receive and you'll have it. I was working on that back yonder. I don't have to work on it anymore. I was working on it back yonder, and I don't remember what I was believing for. And somebody asked me about a month or two down the road. They had heard me. I believed I received it 3 weeks ago, and I asked the Lord for it. Then they asked me later, they says, "Well, have you got it?" I said, "Yeah, I got it. Where's it at?" I said, "Well, it ain't got to me yet." They said, "Well, you didn't get it." I said, "Yes, I did."
Amen.
I said, "When'd you get it?" I said, "When I asked, 2.5 months ago."
Amen.
I said, "I got it then." They said, "Well, you ain't got it." I said, "Yes, I do."
Amen.
And they said, "Well, look, man, that's just not logical." I said, "It don't have to be. It's biblical."
Amen.
I don't need logic to work with Bible. I need logic out of the way.
Right.
You get logic out of the way.
Yep.
You know, then the Bible faith, the Bible thing that you ask for will happen. He said, "Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive, and you shall have it." Not, but you can't doubt.
Yep.
See, things come to cause you to doubt. "I just doubt my marriage is going to work out." Yeah, and you're the one causing it.
Right.
Because you're doubting. Well, it should just act the way she's supposed to. How's she supposed to act? The way you want her to? Now I'm going to put her with you because she's different to help you.
Right.
Me and Teresa are totally different about stuff. I got a little upset with her yesterday. She says, "What's this garbage in here?" And I'm like, "Garbage in her? What's this garbage?" I said, "What? What's this garbage in here?" From Ross's down there. I don't know what she's talking about. I went in there and got a little hamburger, pack of hamburger meat, and let it out on the counter. I don't know no garbage in there. That's hamburger meat.
I said, "What's this meat?"
I didn't hear that. I heard garbage to start with.
Yeah.
I got upset, Johnny.
Right.
I got up and I thought, "What garbage?" I went in there and said, "What garbage?" And I wanted to spank her. But you know what? I didn't tear the house down. I didn't get it. I didn't tear everything up, but God. I didn't start letting garbage come out of my mouth, no matter how I felt, but God. I didn't get in my truck and sling gravel and tear the highway all the way down through yonder up. I didn't try to blow my truck up. And I just calmly come down here and turned the heat and cooling systems on and kept my mouth shut and went on back to the house. See, you don't never let Satan see you sweat.
Right.
She got up this morning. She said, "Are you over your whatever it was?"
Fit.
I said, "I didn't have one." But you know, I probably did a little bit because she knew it. But I wanted her to know it. She wouldn't knew it unless I knew wanted her to know it. I'm just telling you, she's finding that out. I didn't even have to bend that much. She wouldn't have knew nothing if I hadn't let her know it. I did it on purpose. I wouldn't sound right about it, but hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. You've got to take a firm stand on the things of God and a firm stand against the things that are contrary to the things of God that you want in your life, praise God. And I don't care. Let's call it what you want. I call it the fighting the good fight of faith. Letting God's word be first place and final authority in my life. And over my life, praise God. And over the church. I'm telling you, the church is going to be glorious by the time 2022 ends.
Amen.
The ones that fight. The ones that lay hold, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you today, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing.